Sir, I desire you do me right and justice, and to bestow your pity on me, for I am a most poor woman and a stranger, born out of your dominions. Alas, sir, in what have I offended you? What cause hath my behavior given to your displeasure, that thus you should proceed to put me off and take your good grace from me? Heaven witness I have been to you a true and humble wife, at all times to your will conformable. When was the hour I ever contradicted your desire, or made it not mine too? Or which of your friends have I not strove to love, although I knew he were mine enemy? What friend of mine that had to him derived your anger, did I continue in my liking? Sir, call to mind that I have been your wife in this obedience upward of 20 years, and have been blessed with many children by you. If in the course and process of this time you can report, and prove it too, against mine honor aught, my bond to wedlock or my love and duty against your sacred person, in God's name, turn me away, and so give me up to the sharpest kind of justice. Please you, sir, the king, your father, was reputed for a prince most prudent, of an excellent and unmatched wit and judgment. Ferdinand, my father, king of Spain, was reckoned one the wisest prince that there had reigned by many a year before. It is not to be questioned that they had gathered a wise council to them of every realm that did debate this business, who deemed our marriage lawful. Wherefore, I humbly beseech you, sir, to spare me, till I may be by my friends in Spain advised, whose counsel I will implore. If not, in the name of God, your pleasure be fulfilled.
You have here, lady, and of your choice, these reverend fathers, men of singular integrity and learning, yea, the elect of the land, who are assembled to plead your cause. It shall be therefore bootless that longer you desire the court, as well for your own quiet as to rectify what is unsettled in the king.
Sir, I am about to weep, but thinking that we are a queen, or long have dreamed so, certain the daughter of a king, my drops of tears I'll turn to sparks of fire. My lord, I am a simple woman, much too weak to pose your cunning, your meek and humble-mouthed. You sign your place and calling in full seeming with meekness and humility, but your heart is crammed with arrogancy, spleen, and pride. You have, by fortune and his highness' favors, gone slightly o'er low steps, and now are mounted where powers are your retainers. I do refuse you for my judge, and here, before you all, appeal unto the Pope, to bring my whole cause for his holiness, and to be judged by him.